Welcome into the In the Money podcast. This is for Saturday, April 20th at Keeneland. A couple of stakes on the card. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, let's start with the eighth race, second leg of the late pick four that we're going to provide a ticket for. And it's the Grade 2 Elkhorn, mile and a half on the turf, four-year-olds and up. How'd you see it?
You know, this is usually a very competitive race. And when I started looking at it and trying to find a single in the pick four sequence, I landed here. I think Bold Act is going to be extremely difficult to beat for Charlie Appleby and Frankie Dettori. 3-2 in the morning line. Won the Sycamore last year in October here. Went to Dubai and won the Dubai City of Gold, a group two over there, by two lengths, a mile and a half distance. It's 2-for-3 at the distance, 1-for-1 at Keeneland. Won a grade two last time out. Frankie Dettori, Charlie Appleby. I can't get past Bold Act here. Thought that if Bold Act doesn't bring his best, and that's a possibility, shipping back from Dubai. He ran on March the 2nd, so he had 6 weeks to get over the trip, or 7 weeks. Highland Chief is intriguing to me, but this horse has been off since November of 2022, so that's an 18-month layoff. But when the horse was good, the horse was extremely good. Won the Man of War at Belmont at a mile and 3/8 in May of 22 and followed that up with a good effort in the Manhattan. Then didn't run in the Breeders' Cup turf at all at Keeneland, wrapped up, got beat 28 lengths, and hadn't been back since. So it's a long gap between the Breeders' Cup turf here at Keeneland in November of 22 and on Saturday. But Highland Chief has a lot of back class. But I just think Bold Act, a lot of reasons, recency, connections, winning spirit for Christophe Clamont and Tyler Gaffleone merits a look in here, but the time form ratings are nowhere near what Bold Act has run consistently overseas. But if he doesn't show up, this horse ran in the German Derby and the Italian Derby and was very competitive in those. So winning spirit for Christophe Clamont, a lot of respect for him, maybe underneath. But I think Bold Act is going to win the Visit Lex Elkhorn this year.
I think you are most likely right on that. I'm going to use some other horses in the pick four just to see if I could make it a lot more lucrative of a payoff if we hit it. By the way, I think you hit the pick four on Thursday, so congrats there. We gave out a winning pick four ticket, or on Wednesday, I guess it would have been.
It was on Wednesday. Yeah. Nobody hit the pick four on Thursday with those two big bombs. I mean, we had a couple of big winners, and we had a $56,000 winner in the turf pick three on Thursday. So I don't think you and I went deep enough to get those wins.
No, we did not. That would have needed to have been a couple of alls for me. But congrats to those who did. But Bold Act is, you know, just a lot of things to like, both the impressive race that he ran here last fall, and I think a 119 time form rating in his debut at Maidan for 2024. And the Godolphin runners have been firing for Charlie Appleby and other trainers. And they've got another one in here in Silver Knot. Now, this is a horse that didn't seem to improve much from 2-3. But if the improvement that I think ought to be there kicks in, well, you get Pratt in the saddle and Godolphin. And you saw Godolphin go 1-2 in the Maker's Mark Mile. So could happen here, and maybe you get a little break on the trip and Silver Knot gets there, gets first run or something. I'm going to put that one on the ticket. Winning spirit for the reasons you mentioned. I just think those horses that are coming out of those races in Germany seem to be just tough and battle-tested when they come to events like, you know, the Arlington Million for years or the Breeders' Cup. And then Highland Chief, just I'm going to throw on my ticket just out of respect for Graham Motion in these turf marathons. And I did interview him. That'll show up on Today at Keeneland on Saturday. And he seemed to be really high on how Highland Chief is training. He even gave him an extra blowout on Wednesday of this week to put just another little twist of the screw for readiness for this engagement. So I think he believes that Highland Chief is ready to run a good race off this long, long layoff. The ninth race, second leg of the late pick four, is the Grade 3 Ben Ally that follows the Visit Lex Elkhorn. The Ben Allies for four-year-olds and up, mile and 3/16 this year, a little bit longer, and I think that helps my long shot pick in here, Dynamic One, who was second in this race a year ago. He's training very well, and when I look at his three starts for this year, two of them he was running too short to be at his best. And the other one, he had a good distance but had a troubled start. And he, as I said, has run well here. And I think maybe Kings Barnes, we'll see. I wonder if he's a little bit of a question at a mile and 3/16. He's definitely the one to beat, the stablemate from the Pletcher Barn. But I'm going to try to beat him with his stablemate, Dynamic One. And then I have to put Smile Happy on the ticket. Just he's in and out, but on his best, his best is better than these. We just never know when we're going to see it. But he does like Keeneland. He's run well in two starts at Keeneland. So I'm going to use those three when we get to the pick four. But I'm going to try a little bit of a surprise with Dynamic One on top. How'd you see it?
I went a little deeper, but I used those three as well. And I thought Dynamic One at 8-1 for Irad Ortiz is a bargain if that's the price you're going to get on him. A couple of interesting horses in here. Smile Happy, one you mentioned, came out of the Bluegrass in 22, who ran second at Bluegrass, which got him into the Kentucky Derby. Was not a terrible long shot. He was 14-1 in the Derby. Didn't fire very well. Had a trouble trip like everybody does in the Derby. But he's come back. He ran a 110 buyer in the Alley Sheba at Churchill at a mile and 16. So Smile Happy's got a lot of ability if he just shows up. He does like Keeneland. Kings Barnes is the other Derby horse that ran the Derby in May of 2023. He didn't show up at all in the Derby after dominating the Louisiana Derby at this mile and 3/16 distance. So he's got the distance pedigree. He's got the class. And 2-1 on Kings Barnes is very short, though. Horse came out first time at Gulfstream, got a nice little 7-furlong workout. They happened to win at 3-5, so stretching back out to mile and 3/16, so I think he's going to be ready for his effort today. And then I'm going to use Time for Trouble for Jeff Howells on the inside. Jeff seems to get a couple of horses ready for the team of the meet, and this one gets Pratt in the saddle, coming off a run in the Essex Handicap, the Grade 3 at Oaklawn, where he ran behind another horse that I'm going to use, War Campaign, who ran second in that race. So War Campaign ran a little bit better, but only beat Time for Trouble by half a length. And I'm thinking the price might be better on Time for Trouble. He's going to come from way out of it. If you've got a meltdown pace at a mile and 3/16, it sets up for him. And for War Campaign, they could be both charging down the stretch. And Tyler Gaffleone is riding as well as anybody right now. So I'm going to go five deep in here. I think this is the best betting race of the day on Saturday.
Let's go to race seven that starts the late pick four. It's maiden three-year-old fillies at the about 7-furlong distance, so the Beard course is a little longer than seven. How did you break this one down?
Yeah, it's kind of an odd distance to get a first-time starter there, but Soundbite for Brad Cox has been working extremely well, just like Brad's horses always do. Brad's 5-for-14 so far in the meet with 2 seconds and 3/3. So his horses have been firing. He always gets them ready for Keeneland, and Concepcion is 33% with Brad Cox. So Soundbite for a first-time starter has a big shot in here, but She's Wicked Smart's going to be the favorite for Falcone and Luis Saez. Ran behind Just FYI, who's going to be one of the Oaks favorites at 6 furlongs at Saratoga. Last year, as a 2-year-old, hadn't been back out. This is her 3-year-old debut, but had a nice workout at Belmont on April 6th with 18th out of 171. So She's Wicked Smart is going to be a probably a short price favorite in here. Illicit Intention intrigues me for Tyler Gaffleone and Robert Medina coming out of 2 Oaklawn races. And the second race became a key race when Lady Moscato won and came right back and won. And then Illusion for Rodolphe Brisset. The horses coming out of Turfway have done better than people expected. So I don't necessarily throw out those synthetic efforts, and I'm going to use this one as well, hoping that this one was hung in the 11 hole last time out, and she's got the draw inside, so she's obviously going to get some speed in her. And Irad takes them out, which is another reason to use her. I didn't use the Wesley Ward filly, Serere. This one did not fire in her debut and faded in the second race. So I'm going to fade that one, but I might regret that. Going to go with 4 in here for She's Wicked Smart and Soundbite are my top 2 choices.
I went back and forth between those two and settled on She's Wicked Smart on top, on the fact that Soundbite is a first-time starter and that distance is a tough ask. I do like the fact that Cox has put 4 or 5 furlong works into her. And so I think it's one of those two for me. I did add one other horse, and that's Justify Perfection. Just draw a line through the turf race. And then the dirt debut was not too bad. 5th to Tipsy Tammy, who came back and ran in a stake here opening weekend at Keeneland. So I think that was a good field that this one caught. And it's Dallas Stewart, and he can jump up and hit the board or even win at a big price. So I'm going to throw that one on the ticket as well, just kind of looking for a price. Last race that wraps up the late pick four is a first level allowance for fillies and mares 3 and up. Turf sprint at 5.5. I took Proud Mary on top for Jonathan Thomas and Frankie Dettori. Some sharp works off a smart layoff, and this one has run well on this turf course before. Definitive Diva, improving form, coming in from Gulfstream Park. All I Want Is You. I would just say forget the synthetic race on March the 9th and focus on the turf form for this one, and that is noteworthy. And the other one I'm going to use is Golden Dagger off the 2-for-2 record. So I'm going to go 4 deep in here. How'd you see race 10, Jim?
I'm going to use those 4, and Golden Dagger is ridden by Corrales, and he won a big race here with a long shot on Thursday. And Corrales is a really good jock who winds up, you and I talked on your radio show this morning about how he gets lost in the jockey calling here, but he's an outstanding jock, and I think Golden Dagger has a big shot. So I use those 4 that you use, plus a couple more. I use Sweet Duchess for Luis Saez and Will Walden, coming out of the Turfway races with a 78 and a 75 buyer, which puts her right there with this bunch. She's 1-for-20 lifetime, but she's 6-for-20 and runner up, and then 5/3. So she's 12-for-20 in the money lifetime. She's always right there. Maybe she breaks through with Luis Saez. And then I use Barola Sakura on the outside for Joe Sharp. 2 good efforts at Turfway, 1 in a maiden special weight where she won by 2 3/4. Brought her back in a starter allowance. She was right there until the top of the stretch and faded in a mile, but she cuts back to 5.5 furlongs here, and I think she's going to be right there. 12-hole for Tyler Gaffleon, but as we mentioned, Tyler's running real well too. So I'm going to go 6 deep in here, hoping to catch a price in the late leg of the pick 4.
Let's go to pick 4 tickets. I have a $72 ticket because I chose not to single Bold Act. And so I've got 3 by 4 by 3 by 4. 2-3-4 with 3-4-7-11 with 3-4-7 with 1-2-5-11. And just hoping I could upset Bold Act and that would really boost up the payoff if I could hit it. So what's your late pick 4 ticket look like?
My strategy is a little different. I'm going to lean on Bold Act as a single. So I've got a $60 ticket going 1-3-4-5 with 4, with 1-3-4-7-9, with 1-2-5-7-11-12 in the finale, and that's a $60 ticket.
All right, we're giving the folks a daily double play every day. 15% takeout on the daily doubles has been popular at this meet. I ended up going to race 6, and which is also the start of the all-turf pick 3. My daily double is to take the 1 and the 8, Freitas the Red, who I think is a really talented horse for McPeak. The distance in this race might be a little short, but Freitas the Red ran well here on this turf course at this distance last spring. And I'm also going to use Glittering Lights. Brendan Walsh, who had 2 wins on Thursday, does really good work with these horses coming in from overseas to his barn. And then I'm going to take the 2 that we liked and talked a lot about in the 7th race, She's Wicked Smart and Soundbite. So 1-8 with 3-4 for me. How about you?
Well, I'm going to do a true rolling double. I'm going to start in the 7th race with those 2 horses, Soundbite and She's Wicked Smart, the 3-4. I'm also going to throw in the 1 Illusion for Irette Ortiz to try to catch a price back to Bold Act in the 8th race. So I would do a daily double wheel 1-3-4 with 4 to try to get some bankroll going so we can continue through the last 2 days of the meet.
Should be a sunny sky with just a little cooler temperature. Just a nice day of for racing and a really nice card with those 2 stakes on Saturday. We'll be back for the Sunday edition of the In the Money podcast. For Jim Goodman, this is Tom Leach. Good luck from KeenelandSelect.com.